Please be seated. This church year, we'll be working through the book of Luke, and if Luke's gospel had an animal as a representative, I think it would be a butterfly, not just because of the resurrection, although that's certainly a good tie-in, but because in Luke's gospel, we see lots and lots of changes. Things are changing. Jesus has come into the world, and the world is being changed. Creation is restored through him. John the Baptist provides a great introduction to the kingdom of God, Jesus, the alternative or different way of living and looking at this world. And Luke, we're continually running into people whose lives are forever changed and formed around Jesus Christ and the good news he preaches. Their pasts have been radically forgiven and restructured. They no longer depend on their possessions, businesses, reputations, but instead upon Jesus and upon the community of those who have been bought back from death by the blood of Jesus Christ. That is the gospel that we preach, and the community of God is continually still working in our midst here at Redeemer. Try as the devil might, the sinful flesh might as well, you can't keep a lid on Jesus. He has come, as it says at the outset, as he says at the outset of his ministry, to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. This Advent, we sing along with Mary in our services that he has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones. He has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. There's a great change, some even call it a great reversal, that goes on in Jesus' ministry, especially apparent in Luke's gospel. Well, that is exactly the kind of community that you are a part of, a community that is being changed by the gospel of Jesus. Sometimes we fight against Jesus as he tries to work in our midst and in our lives, and sometimes, thank the Lord, we fight rather alongside him with and against the broken and enslaving ways and chains of this world. How or in what ways do we challenge and attack this broken world? Well, I think an example from outside the church might stir the pot a little or teach us something. You've probably heard of the group Black Lives Matter. Sometimes they've had protests and demonstrations outside the Mall of America, for instance, and more recently, one in response to the death of Jamar Clark. Of course, to many, I admit myself, sometimes their protests seem a little annoying and more trendy than effective. But despite the fact that I don't completely understand some of their tactics, I think they do have some things right that we often forget or don't want to think about, and that is that minorities' lives are marginalized in our society, or are often marginalized in our society. I mean, I think the proof of that is that many of minorities' children, their babies and kids, are subjected to environments and things through no choice or no fault of those children, to things we would never want our children subjected to or to see or endure. So my question is, what is the church doing about it? Now, I'm not saying it's our fault, but it is an opportunity to do exactly the kind of transformative and redemptive work that Jesus preaches and lives out in Luke's gospel. He's repeatedly talking about those who are downtrodden and who are underprivileged. Now, we really aren't in a position to know or do much about the situation in, for instance, the Twin Cities, but what about our neighbors? Their lives matter, certainly, and no matter what their ethnicity. How can we help change, bring change about in this world and in their lives? Well, what are we doing as a church? Well, I think we are doing some, but I don't know exactly how much we are doing. To be completely honest with you, sometimes I feel frustrated with how far, at least to me, how far Redeemer has come or how far Redeemer hasn't come in the 5.5 years that I've been here. And in terms of outreach, I know it's a complicated thing, and I'm, first of all, frustrated with myself. I'm also frustrated as a whole with the whole situation, and I feel like we haven't made it as much of a priority as it really needs to be. God is changing the world around us. He is changing our world, and he has called us to be a people of all nations, united by repentance and faith in Christ. Now, we can't, certainly, we have to know, we can't force people to come to church. That's the Holy Spirit's work. We can't make people come to our vacation Bible school or our preschool or our community meals. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't do what is in our power. I've talked about it before, but we have those words, go, disciple all nations. Sometimes we lose track of that go. It doesn't say sit and make disciples of all nations. It says go. Don't create a nice program and hope people show up. Go and make disciples of all nations. For instance, brothers and sisters in Christ, if we can't go across the street to our neighbors to make disciples of all nations, well, I don't think we're going anywhere at all. Nowhere but down. Down in attendance, down in offering, down in our witness to the gospel of Christ. I'm not even speaking my own words. That's pretty much what President Fondo came and told us in our pre-call meeting 2.5 years ago in June. If we don't care for, welcome in, and reach out to refugees, immigrants, and minorities in our community, the LCMS will fade into irrelevance. That was President Fondo's reading of the Times, and I absolutely agree with him. Now, this isn't a direct relationship, but our gospel lesson does remind us of some important things. John warned the people, bear fruit in keeping with repentance. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. John's point is he uses a tree, that a good tree bears good fruit. However, if a tree is unhealthy on the inside, even if it looks good outside, and at first glance, that fruit, a poor tree will produce poor fruit. A good apple is not one that just looks nice on the outside, but one that produces tasty apples. Now, again, I think our situation is a little bit different. I would not call Redeemer a bad tree. In fact, I think, and this is what I tell pastors that come to visit, that we are an exceptionally good tree. In fact, that's the whole problem. The problem with the Pharisees was that their fruit was bad because the tree was bad. They were rotting on the inside. However, we're a good tree, but sometimes that fruit is slow in coming. Well, as we continue through Luke, we'll see that Jesus makes a difference wherever he goes. Nothing stays the same. How about us? What difference is Redeemer making in our neighborhood? We are the hands and feet of Jesus, after all. He can't possibly go somewhere and not make a difference. Now, I try not to look at the world through rose-tinted glasses, and I'm concerned that our effect on the neighborhood is not as good as it could be. Now, I hope, and I'm hopeful and pray that we do a decent job of presenting the gospel and allowing the Holy Spirit to transform our hearts and minds and for all those who walk through those churches' doors. But I'm afraid, like as is natural for most churches and most human beings, we're sometimes too content to just wait for people to come in. But the gospel of Jesus can't be contained within the walls of a building. Now, I know it seems like we're maybe shifting here, but I bear with me. I know that you are all probably a bit frustrated by the fact that this senior pastor call is still ongoing. Now, I don't know, but I can't help but wonder if maybe one of the things, anyway, that God is using is he's using this to remind us of something that happened 2.5 years ago. Maybe we have not yet fully digested that information that President Fondo gave us 2.5 years ago at June 2013 in our pre-call meeting. I don't know if any of you remember that meeting, but I remember kind of being surprised that most of his presentation was not about the call process at all, but was actually about the situation of the LCMS and how we needed to reach out and how the church is in decline and we need to reach out to all nations. The reason I say that is that maybe there's some connection there. Is the real advantage of the sometimes seemingly tortoise-paced call process of the LCMS is this. The church gets a chance to reflect on their identity apart from their pastoral leadership. And Redeemer has a lot of things going right. We have good people here, good staff, good preschool, good elders, good volunteers. That may not be your opinion of the church, but it's my opinion. Where we fall short is we just sometimes, like everyone else, don't recognize how important it is to reach out, to go out with the gospel of Jesus Christ in word, deed, and speech and feed. I don't know if we're afraid, if we're too busy or too lazy or just unsure how to go about that. Whichever it is, or whichever several of those it is, let's fix it. Redeemer is meant to be a difference maker. We're not a fortress trying to keep the world outside at bay. No, we are to go on the offensive, taking it to this dark and sin-filled world, taking it, which is the gospel of peace, to a world that needs it. We deliver the gospel in multiple different ways, in word and deed. We just recently had a great opportunity of sharing a wonderful turkey meal on Thanksgiving Day in the summer. We share a hot dog and beans and some other food, and I think we all feel good about those things because those are positive ways to reach out to the community. Well, why not do more? Why not make it, instead of just a couple highlights, why not make it a regular part of our church life? John gave the people practical advice, and they come to him with questions like, if any one of you has food, share it, or if you have two tunics, share one with your neighbor. Soldiers, don't take advantage of your position. Tax collectors, don't collect more than you need to. So I think it's fitting we kind of close this message with some practical advice too. And the first piece of advice is physically spend some time with your neighbors. And neighbors here, our neighbors in our church here, or just with your neighbors. The first step in reaching out and loving our neighbors is getting to know them, saying hi. Now there's second step is just a proposal. There's about a million different ways to make a difference in this world, but here's one that the outreach committee has been talking about more recently. We've thrown out the idea of having a lunch meal here at Redeemer in the summer, one day a week. Now, personally, I think it's an absolutely spectacular idea, but it doesn't really matter what I think. It matters what you all think, whether you think it's a good idea or whether you have a different and even better idea of how we can reach out and share with our neighbors. In Luke's gospel, we're reminded that God's kingdom is here to change the world, and we're reminded that we are here to change the world, and he has sent his Spirit and his word to help us do so. In Jesus' name, amen.